Picture a marketing executive in 2024 still waiting for their press release to land on a journalist's desk. They've spent thousands on glossy magazine ads and primetime TV spots, confident their message will reach millions. Meanwhile, a teenager in her bedroom has just launched a product that will outsell theirs, using nothing but a smartphone and authentic content. This isn't a cautionary tale. It's happening right now, everywhere. The old marketing playbook is dead. For decades, companies had exactly two options: buy expensive advertising to interrupt people's attention, or convince journalists to write about them. Both relied on the same flawed assumption that controlling the message and shouting louder than competitors would win customers. But something fundamental shifted around 1995 with the arrival of web browsers. Today, when someone wants anything, a vacation destination, a new car, a business solution, they don't turn to advertisements or salespeople. They turn to Google. They ask their social networks. They consume content created by people they trust. The most important communications revolution in human history didn't just add new channels. It completely rewired how humans make decisions. Companies thriving today understand this truth. On the web, you are what you publish. Here's the uncomfortable truth most marketers avoid. You can't sell to everyone, and trying to do so wastes resources while boring the people who actually matter. The foundation of effective modern marketing isn't your product, it's understanding the specific human beings who need it. Consider something as simple as a tricycle. Preschoolers ride them, but they don't buy them. Parents purchase basic models as temporary solutions, viewing them as developmental tools their kids will outgrow. Grandparents, however, splurge on extravagant models, not because they're better for the child, but because they're expressions of love. Same product, completely different buyers with entirely different motivations. Marketing the same way to both groups fails everyone. Building detailed buyer personas means documenting what media your customers consume, what words they actually use, and what problems keep them up at night. Beko, a global appliance manufacturer, discovered through interviews that Chinese consumers believe clothing must see sunlight after washing to bring the soul back. Rather than dismissing this cultural belief, they created dryers that stop mid-cycle so clothes can finish in the sun. That's not just good research, it's respect. Similarly, Doritos discovered that 85% of gamers choose their chips, but many found the crunching sound distracting during voice chats. Their solution? AI-powered crunch cancellation technology trained on 5,000 Doritos crunches. When you truly understand your buyers, you don't just market to them. You create products that solve problems they didn't even know could be solved. The most successful organizations think like publishers, creating content people actively seek rather than messages they avoid. This represents a complete reversal of traditional marketing logic. The Lodge at Shaw Creek, a Belize eco-resort, researched what travelers actually search for, terms like Belize honeymoon and Sunantinich Maya temples, and created valuable content answering those questions. This strategy generates 80% of their new bookings. They're not interrupting vacation research, they're becoming the destination for it. Boeing transformed their website from a product catalog into a storytelling platform with articles like Rocky Earns His Rest about their explosive detection dog. RTX hired Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists to create feature stories, increasing trade show traffic by 451% with 3 high-quality stories compared to 20 generic pieces the previous year. The magic happens when you stop talking about yourself and start solving problems. REI's How to Poop in the Woods video has nearly 1 million YouTube views. When people trust your expertise, they trust your products. Create content in multiple formats, videos, podcasts, infographics, newsletters, because different people learn differently. Always focus on your audience's problems, not your products. Social media is where relationships form, not just where you broadcast. Your website is a storefront. Social media is the cocktail party. Nobody wants someone shouting, "Buy my product," every 5 minutes. Yet that's how most companies behave online. The winning strategy follows an 85-10-5 ratio. Spend 85% of your time sharing and engaging with others' content, 10% publishing original material, and just 5% promoting your business. Music photographer Jay Blakesburg built 96,000 Facebook followers by constantly sharing free content and engaging authentically. When he rarely promotes his book, the response is enthusiastic because he's built genuine relationships first. Ocean Frontiers created the Green Short Challenge, where divers visiting all 55 dive sites receive recognition through green shorts, medals, and Facebook celebrations. Recipients share these posts, organically building nearly 30,000 followers. Aaron Silidker of Rome Rig installs $10,000 plus lithium battery systems in camper vans by actively participating in the 20,000 member Winnebago Revel Facebook group, freely sharing expertise, even for non-customers. He's become the group's most helpful member, and that goodwill translates directly into business. For local businesses, Nextdoor provides hyper-local networking power. Ron Mija of Royal Environmental Painting responds to painting questions as a community expert rather than pitching services. 90% of his new customers come through Nextdoor referrals. Images often outperform words in marketing. Zerson Idaho Heirloom Beans discovered this when true-to-size, natural-light photos of their uniquely colored beans drove sales more effectively than descriptions, helping double their sales within a year. Authenticity trumps polish. Heritage Communities features actual residents in high-quality photographs throughout their Senior Living Center website. 6 real people playing pool in realistic clothes and postures, not stock photo models in staged perfection. This signals genuine care and correlates with strong financial performance. Stock photography and AI-generated images insult customers by presenting generic, unrealistic portrayals. Gary Kohner of Nantucket Island Surf School masterfully uses Instagram, mixing spectacular surfing photos with images of beginners standing up for their first time. Using accessible equipment, GoPro in water, drone in air, iPhone on land, he captures thousands of images during sessions. Students feel famous when tagged and eagerly share posts with their followers, amplifying reach organically. Visual content doesn't just support your message. Often, it is your message. Speed has become the ultimate competitive advantage. Companies that react first to market opportunities, connect with customers when concerns arise, and capture media attention that slower organizations miss entirely. When Oracle acquired Market2Lead, Eloqua CEO Joe Payne immediately wrote a blog post analyzing the implications. With Oracle's announcement minimal, Payne defined the narrative. Media outlets quoted his analysis, and Eloqua's sales team alerted Market2Lead clients, often before Oracle did, offering money-back guarantees to switchers. This real-time approach generated nearly $1 million in new business within 2 weeks. American Airlines operates a 24/7 social media team with a representative sitting beside the operations manager in their integrated operations center. This positioning provides real-time passenger feedback that often arrives faster than internal reports. Every passenger is now a reporter. Newsjacking. Injecting your ideas into breaking news represents powerful real-time marketing. When Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced their royal step back, Madame Tussauds immediately removed their wax figures from the royal family exhibit, generating widespread coverage at zero cost. Burger King tweeted job offers to Harry with their royal crown. The companies winning today aren't necessarily smarter. They're faster, more agile, and unafraid to act when moments arise. AI is transforming marketing, from website ads to automated press releases. If you use Google Ads or Facebook advertising, you're already leveraging AI. These platforms use machine learning to target users and optimize spending through real-time analysis. The question isn't whether to use AI, but how to use it without losing what makes marketing human. The most effective AI applications enhance human strategies. Retargeting emails offering discounts on browsed products feel helpful when done well. Tools like Lately.ai generate dozens of social posts from long-form content, amplifying reach efficiently. But AI cannot replace curiosity, creativity, empathy, emotion, intuition, and imagination. As customers detect AI interactions more easily, they'll crave genuine human connection. AI generates predictable content by calculating probable next words. Great writers choose unusual words, poignant phrases, and unconventional storytelling, things AI fundamentally cannot do because it lacks human experience. Voice search and AI chatbots are disrupting traditional SEO. Voice searches typically return one answer. If you're not top, you get zero visibility. ChatGPT provides comprehensive answers without citing sources, making traditional SEO strategies increasingly obsolete. The solution? Become a recognized expert through books, YouTube channels, or inventing new concepts. Use AI to work smarter, but remember your humanity. Your unique perspective, experiences, and voice is what truly connects with other humans. The new rules work across every industry, yet executives resist, fearing social media backlash. This anxiety is misplaced. Participating typically results in fewer negative comments because you're present to address concerns and build relationships. Start small. Create one buyer persona this week, write one helpful blog post next week, respond authentically to social media comments the week after. Each step compounds. Brian Cardin, a Wharton MBA and experienced CMO, realized his credentials had become obsolete. He humbly asked younger team members to teach him about HTML, JavaScript, and social sharing. His advice? You've got to tell yourself you're a child again, and you have to relearn what you're doing. The Cleveland Metropolitan School District hired former journalists to tell authentic stories about their 40,000 students, countering negative narratives. Pastor Mark Batterson reaches thousands through podcasts and social media, noting, "The greatest message deserves the greatest marketing." The revolution has already happened. Your competitors are creating content, building communities, and connecting authentically with audiences you're trying to reach through outdated interruption tactics. The tools are available, strategies are proven, and the cost of entry has never been lower.